Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, in today's fast-paced life, with the information that comes to us instantly by way of the internet, there certainly is a lot of stress, and you see it everywhere. You see people having no patience. You see people who are absolutely yelling at each other. Actually, we were in the store yesterday, and two people were just battling it out, just yelling and screaming at each other, and most of that's caused by stress. And in business, I can tell you that I talk to business people from coast to coast, as you know, all day long, and they will tell me they're stressed. And then I'll ask them a question, what are you stressed about? You see, it's not that you're stressed. You have to identify what you're stressed about. Are you stressed because you're not doing enough business? Okay, if we're not doing enough business, then let's take a look and see why we're not doing enough business. Are we prospecting correctly? Are we doing enough numbers in our prospecting? Are we prospecting to the right people? Are we qualifying our calls? Are we using the right lists? Are we using the right materials? Why aren't you doing enough business? Don't you have the right people out there selling? Don't you have the right people out there prospecting? Because if you just say, I'm stressed, it doesn't solve anything. Or possibly you have an employee who's just driving you crazy. No matter what you do, that employee is not beneficial to the company or to you. You're getting customer complaints. You're getting client complaints all the time. But you're stressed by this employee. The question is, what are you going to do about it? So take the situation that you're stressed about, sit down and think about it, and then start working towards solving that problem. Because the interesting thing that happens in business is many business people put up with the same thing happening time and time again, and it stresses them out. But they don't deal with the problem. They just wait for the next time they're stressed out. And we want to start looking and being proactive, thinking about what would stress us out. Well, what about the cash flow? Is our cash flow, is it adequate? No, I can see in 3 months it's not going to be adequate. Well, what do we do about that? Well, we go out and prospect and sell something. Or maybe we have incredible receivables, but we have no cash in the bank. Well, what do we do about it? We get on the phone and we ask people to pay us what they owe us. You see, if you solve the problem, you are no longer stressed. So saying I'm stressed puts you into so much turmoil that your body doesn't know what to do with it. It creates all kinds of reactions that are unpleasant. But if you say, well, most of my business is good, but there is an area of my business that I just cannot deal with, how are you going to deal with it? Maybe it's something as simple as you've got a piece of equipment that's just not working right. Either fix it or get another piece of equipment. Maybe you're short a truck. Maybe you don't have enough computing power. Maybe you need to add some memory to your computer so your computer isn't slow. I mean, there's so many things we could talk about all day long that are stressing you. Determine what they are. Find out what they are. Let's get a solution. Let's move on. Let's make it right so we're not stressed, so we can open our mind up to the vision of what we need to see to run our business. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.